So anyway, why don't you give us a 30,000-foot view? What is OpenSense? What does it solve? And how did it come about?
Well, it's first of all, it is a firewall. It's a security platform as we see it. It's much more than it was in 2009, I think. It developed quite a lot. We do not only try to prevent getting bad people getting in your network, but also try to protect your network from things getting out. So we have intrusion detection in it as well. And besides that, we have things like traffic shaping, captive portal, a lot of features that you can use for optimizing your network for stable network performance. OpenSense is it's an open source project, as the name already says. It's open, and it's a BSD license, two clause license project, which we find very important. That's one of the reasons why we forked the project.
Well, how did it come about? I mean, why did you fork pfSense?
I think there are quite a number of reasons why we forked. In 2011, our competitor bought the pfSense brand. And at that time, we thought it would be fine to work together and to get the project moving as we did before. But we found out that there are different motivations behind the project. We wanted it to have an open source license. And when the tools were removed from the internet and the license changed, we found it the right time to fork the project and to keep it alive as it was before. But also, from a technical standpoint, we found a lot of issues with the software in the years before that we wanted to change. And that never happened. And we found other people who thought the same, like Franco, who's one of the core developers. And we started working not only on the fork, but also on improving the software that was already there, and include new things like an MVC framework and port code to the new GUI that we thought would be necessary for our product to stand out.